Well, let's get it started. It's Monday Night Football. It's the Chargers crossing the country, going to play the Jets. And here are my bets here for Monday Night Football. Let's bring them up, Mick, if you can. All right, we're going with Gerald Everett, tight end for the Bolts. Got him to score a touchdown anytime. It's as high as plus 350 out there. Now, Everett missed last week, and I think some people are forgetting that this guy has been very, very effective the last 2 weeks. He jumps up in the receiving order here now that he's healthy with Josh Palmer out. Everett had a touchdown in each of his last two games before missing last week's game. And the Bolts right now, very efficient in the red zone, scoring at 67.67%. That's like third, fourth best red zone offense in the league. They take on a Jets team that is very solid on defense, very solid in the red zone. However, has a weak spot when it comes to tight ends. They have given up a league high 5 touchdowns to tight ends. I like Gerald Everett to find the end zone again here. Expect to see a lot of pressure from the Jets defense as well, too. And tight ends are always that nice pressure release. He might be able to run one in here from the end zone. That's what we're counting on. The other bet that I have for Monday Night Football, looking at Jets running back Breece Hall, have over 19.5 receiving yards, minus 115. This one opened as low as 17.5. It was as high as 21.5. Market consensus sitting around 19.5 to 20.5 right now, depending on where you bet. And Hall's role in the passing game has spiked here the past 2 weeks. He's had 11 catches for 14 targets, 130 yards through the air the past 2 games, playing a lot more snaps wide out or even in the slot. We saw his role in this offense expand since he came back from that knee injury. He was on a snap count earlier in the year. They're using him a lot more as a receiver right now. And the Chargers defense, one of the worst ones against the pass, giving up a ton of yards after the catch, allowing the 5th most receiving yards to running backs this season. And they could be down 2 starting linebackers, some questionable bodies in the middle there that would be playing coverage and matching up with a guy like Hall. And Hall, fantastic in yards after contact as a running back. That means he's probably going to be great in yards after the catch as well as a receiver. Player projections for him all sitting 25 plus. My number was at 26.5. He has a ceiling flirting with 37 yards. We saw him put up, 74 yards against a very aggressive Giants defense that likes the blitz there last week. He didn't have that much on the ground. I think only 17 rushing yards on the ground, but a big day through the air. Looking for him to keep that up. And I think the market is far too low on this right now. So those are the bets for Monday Night Football, Chargers and Bolts. Week 10 odds are on the board. And if you follow me, you know that I like to do a little column called Bet Now, Bet Later. I like to look at lines to jump on as the odds come out on Sunday nights. And I also like there are some games that I want to bet later. And one of the bets that I do have right now is Baltimore minus 5.5. They're hosting the Cleveland Browns. This one is ticking up towards 6. I want to get Baltimore under that key number. You know, right now, Baltimore looks like the best two-way team, perhaps the best team in the NFL right now. And they did put it to Cleveland a few weeks back. Cleveland was starting a rookie quarterback there. They do get Watson back for this game, but Watson's not exactly setting the league on fire by any standards. And I don't think that it's that much of a step up, really, especially with the way that Baltimore is playing on both sides of the ball. And so I like grabbing Baltimore here at home under that key number of 6. One of the other bets that I did have as well, too, was Washington headed to Seattle. Tough spot for Washington. They're actually going to be playing back-to-back games, 4 road games in 5 weeks, and 5 road games in 7 weeks. Just a brutal schedule for them ever since October 1st. They cross the country. They go to Seattle. We have seen Sam Howell in this offense, you know, picking up the pace here, getting the ball out of his hands, which was something that was a big problem for Hal early in the season. He was taking a ton of sacks, even with that offensive line playing well, because he just wasn't getting rid of the ball. But we've seen Washington be able to sling it. He's passed for over 300 yards in his last 2 games. They've put up some points. He only scored 20 points against the Patriots this past week with that win in Foxborough. However, they were 1-for-4 inside the red zone, left a lot of money on the table. And then for Seattle, you know, Geno Smith and those receivers, they can air it out. They get to come back home after a bad day in Baltimore. And this Washington defense took a lot of the fangs out at the trade deadline. Sweat gone. Chase Young gone. And this is a defense that has struggled, definitely struggled when it comes to defending the pass. So I think Geno's going to have a big day. I think Sam Hill can put some points on the board. Before we get to Brad Powers, too, a reminder to please like, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the stream. There you go. Click that button there as it hits the graphic. Yeah, we appreciate those likes. Let's jump to college football here. We're going to bring in Brad Powers, one of the smartest guys out there. Hey, Brad, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, only as smart if my bets win. Other than that, I can be an idiot.
Well, luckily that's why we have you here. We're not here to do any long division or anything like that. So you've got three picks for the show here. I'll admit I am not a big college football guy, so I'm going to let you just take it away here. We'll start. You got an ACC bet on the go here. Let's start with that one.
Yeah, we're going to take Virginia Tech here plus the one here. And we're betting this early in the week because I think Virginia Tech's going to close the favorite here. You got the better team here. If you're looking at wise per play yards per play margin, Virginia Tech's the much more explosive team. They played a more difficult schedule. Plus, I don't mind the spot here. You're catching kind of a buy-low spot. Virginia Tech played their worst game in the last month, last week, getting blown out on the road against Louisville. Meanwhile, Boston College, a team that, you know, a lot of people threw in the trash, just clinched bowl eligibility. Something that was a surprise to many, especially if you watched them the first couple weeks of the season. So this time of year, bowls do matter, believe it or not. So a team that might be resting on their laurels a little bit since they just clinched bowl eligibility. I like the hungry team still looking to clinch for bowl eligibility in Virginia Tech here. I'll take the Hokies outright.
All right. Next one is a bet on Temple. And I was like, where the hell is Temple's playing now? And I had to actually go and look. AAC, yeah. I was like, are they in the MAC? Are they in the CUSA? No, they're in the AAC. Tell us why you like Temple here, because I've looked at some of Temple's results, and they haven't been great.
No, they've been horrific, but there's a caveat to this. And I know the modelers, the power ratings guys and whatnot are going to say, hey, Temple's one of the bottom 10 teams in the country. Yeah, that might be right, but they're missing their quarterback for a few weeks. And I'm here to tell you, this kid, EJ Warner, you might know his dad. He won a couple Super Bowls, MVP for the Rams. Kurt Warner, pretty good pedigree there and lineage. I think
there was a movie about him recently as well.
Well-known dad. He's not as good as his dad, but I'm here to tell you what he is good is to the point spread, because we have data points with him this season. We have data points without Warner, the quarterback this year. And then we got him back last week against Navy, and Temple was a touchdown underdog, won the game outright by 2 touchdowns, despite the fact they were -4 in turnovers. So a misleading final that they still far exceeded expectations. I think this is an undervalued team that might be a play on team down the rest of the season, provided Warner's healthy. So let's take Temple +7.5.
All right. Get behind Kurt Warner's kid. Sure. All right. Then we're going to go to the Mountain West Conference. Wrap it up here. Final pick for the show.
Yeah, we're going to take San Jose State plus the one. Three dogs on this segment today. Here's what I see here. Two teams trending in opposite directions. And you're going to say, hey, what? Fresno State's only lost one game. You look at their last three wins, all outgained in each of the contests, including last week against Boise State, a game that was a little misleading. They got a kick return touchdown on the final play of the first half. Very misleading final against Boise State there. Meanwhile, San Jose State's off a bye. This is a rivalry game in Northern California. This is a circle game for San Jose State, and they're trending up. They've won each of their last three games, and they won the box score in each of those by a significant margin. Let's take the better team at home, catching the 1 point, San Jose State.
All right, three dogs to get your week started. Brad, tell the people where they can follow all your college football insights.
Yeah, it's simple. Just follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you kids are calling it these days at BradPower7.
All right, thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Hey, thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, too. We're going to bring in John Metley here to talk NBA. Reminder, too, please subscribe to the YouTube channel like this. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk a little NBA. John and I have a little, I'll say an NBA bromance.
Yeah.
Like after Christmas for me, because we're both big basketball heads, but I'm basically married to the NFL until, after Christmas, Super Bowl playoffs and stuff like that. And then I come back to John. I'm like, what do I need to know? And that's why we have him here every week on the show. John, so I'll go first. Let's get into some bets here as well, too. I'll get us started with a rebounding prop that I do like tonight. You got Miami taking on my Lakers, actually. And I'm going with Bam Adebayo over 8.5 rebounds. It's out there as -104. It's as big as -130 at some places. So like we always say, it pays to shop around and have multiple sports books. Adebayo recovering from a hip injury that did slow him down the first few weeks of the season. His rebounding totals definitely were lower, but he grabbed 14 points against Brooklyn. He's had an extended break to rest up as well, too. They haven't played since the third. The Heat looking to clamp down on defense after that slow start. Eric Spoelstra not happy with this. Adebayo echoing what his head coach said. We got the Lakers hitting the road. They shoot just 44.5% on the road compared to 49% at home. Big splits between that and the Crypto Center. and player projections for BAM too. A ceiling of 11. My number came out around 9.5. Most of the models out there above 8.5. This is a buy low situation because, like I said, he's had that big day against Brooklyn with 14 rebounds, but he's had some lower rebounding totals. We know how good a rebounder Bam Adebayo is. So I definitely think he's going to grab 9 or more tonight against the Lakers. All right, John, let us know. Everyone's waiting. What do you got, baby?
I mean, if Goga Batazzi grabbed 10 rebounds against the Lakers, I think Bam can definitely go over 8.5. I have to take a shot because I know you're a Lakers fan. My team's the Magic. But my first bet is Damian Lillard over assists. So I bet this morning it's 5.5 assists minus. I got a -132 at FanDuel. There's still FanDuel and Bet Rivers were the only two kind of offering that -130 range. Bet Rivers still has it. FanDuel doesn't. So you'd want to go to Bet Rivers to grab the best price here. Everyone else is about -155. So make sure you definitely go to Bet Rivers for that one. From the basketball side of things, the Nets are missing Nick Claxton, which is really their only rim protection that they have on the roster. They started Dorian Finney-Smith, who's 6'7" at center in their last game. So there's two ways you can look at this. You could play points props on Antetokounmpo, Lopez, Portis. I mean, the Bucks have the roster that can definitely exploit this. But instead of trying to figure out which Bucks forward will have the best game, I like the Lillard assist angle better because you know Lillard's going to run pick and rolls with all three of them. He can hit them on that pocket pass. And the key to any assist prop is your teammate has to be able to finish the shot. So if there's no rim protection and he's hitting these players on those pass, they should be able to finish that shot at the rim on the Nets, which could elevate Lillard's assist prop. And then also if they try to collapse in to help to stop the bigs, he'll have shooters in the corner for threes for easy assists too. So
yeah, you got to feed the big guys. Got to feed us big guys, man. We love that. We're going to run the floor. You got to give us the rock. All right, what else you got on today's slate?
So the next one is Paul George over 3.5 assists. So this is a fun one because the Clippers, they have James Harden, and they said he's going to start, and it's the first game with James Harden. So the sportsbooks are trying to figure out, how do we trade Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook? How do we trade all these guys, new props with Harden in the mix? So I think there's kind of like an overcorrection here with Paul George in that he usually trades 4.5, 5.5 plus money. So they dropped it to 3.5, which is fine because we know Harden likes to be on the ball. He's a big assist guy. But my issue with this prop is it's +135. I could see dropping it down to 3.5, you know, -110, but not +135. So I really think we need to take advantage of that. Well, Paul George isn't a guy who just stands. He's not just going to stand in the corner. And that's basically guys who trade with like 2.5, 3.5 totals. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. That's not Paul George. So I think this is a great price.
Yeah, I think I read too that they're going to start Westbrook at point guard, run Harden off the ball. Everyone kind of feed in there. If they can get Harden going, that might be a nice welcome to LA moment for him.
Yeah, and under the bright lights too, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. All right, you got one more? I know you got one more in you.
Yeah, I got one more.
All right.
DeMar DeRozan over 20.5 points, -115. So I think it was exactly a week ago we bet DeRozan over on his points prop. He came one bucket short. Same idea here with DeRozan. The totals come down. He usually is like a 22.5, 23. I think there's opportunity for him to take advantage of this Jazz defense. There's two things. The Jazz don't really have the foot speed to stop the penetration of guards, so that should help LaVine and Kobe White kind of get to the rim, which could cut. The ball could come back out to DeRozan for easy jump shots. The other side too is I remember this last year, DeRozan punished them in the pick and roll, the Jazz. They could not stop his mid-range jumper in the pick and roll. I think he went for like 30 plus in the one game against the Jazz. I remember watching. I just think the combination of, you know, the totals dropped a bit and the angle of, I think this is the proper game to attack that lower total on DeRozan. -115 was the best price this morning. It's probably going to move. So make sure you shop around for that one.
Yeah, it's definitely going to move. I mean, and that's the thing. If you're following John, you know, he gets these up nice and early. And I definitely, you're the one guy to listen to when it comes to these NBA props. That's John Mettler of Sportsbook Review. John, tell the people where they can follow you.
Very simple. My exact name on Twitter, at John Mettler, and I write daily articles at sportsbookreview.com.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. Thanks for showing up. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Go Magic.
All right. I told you it was going to be a meat and potatoes episode. We're going to get in and get out real quick. Thanks so much for tuning in to Before You Bet, We Remind Before We Go. Like there it is. Click that little button right there. Yeah, click that bad boy. Thank you. And subscribe to the Covers YouTube channel. You don't want to miss any of the shows. Joe should be back for the next show. If we don't lose him in East Rutherford, New Jersey tonight, things get a little wild for Monday Night Football. You definitely want to follow the guys. Follow at Covers. Follow Joe. They're going to be at the game here for the Chargers. And the Jets are going to have another big same game parlay, some more bets, probably halftime picks as well, too. So make sure you follow along the guys. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. All right. And that is it. Good luck with the bets on Monday Night Football. Good luck the rest of the week. Thanks for having me. Talk to you later.